Like, this was not the kind of video that I was expecting to be recording coming back off being away. However, I watched the Sunny V2 video about Chris and his transition and Mr. Beast and was absolutely disgusted. I've been watching Sunny V2 before he was massive. However, his most recent upload took me by surprise before I started even getting too heated, before we even started. I'm just going to start playing this video because it baffles me.
However, it may also provide some unique benefits. So let's begin by going over the drama before explaining exactly how this will impact the Mr. Beast channel. In mid-2022, fans began to notice that
this is the thing. First of all, it's not drama, it's a life decision, but I suppose you could call it drama because everything online's drama. But his whole video is about the impact on Mr. Beast. It's somebody else's life decision. I can't.
Chris Tyson was changing. In the early days, he represented the quintessential southern gun and truck loving dude. Yet beginning in March 2022, Chris began to display increasingly feminine traits, making tweets such as, "I finally got my nails done at a nail tech." Additionally, Chris would highlight that his facial appearance had changed significantly since the start of the pandemic, which accompanied another post reading, "Okay, so in four different customs, I had to prove I was myself because I, quote, look nothing like my passport pic. So much that I'm considering updating my passport. Do you see any resemblance?" Prompting replies such as, "You went from man to boy." Chris responded by stating, "Nah, to be honest, I just really started taking my mental health seriously and eating better." Yet,
okay, I think that the reason Chris started doing those initial posts was because he was in the beginning of accepting himself, but also because he was trying to just put a little bit of information out there, not fully jumping into the sea of telling everyone what's going on. He even states here that he's starting to take care of his mental health better. That is so important. We should be looking at that. We should be praising him for that, not whatever this is that we're watching here.
His Twitter photos kept insinuating that Chris was becoming more feminine, with this same kind of look showing up in his Mr. Beast appearances. For example, on the 6th of January 2023, BeastReacts uploaded a video titled "I Strapped a GoPro to a Fish," in which Chris dressed in a way that prompted comments such as, "Chris has been adopting more and more traits that remind me of my grandmother." Okay, so some people just gonna ignore Chris's nails? Chris had to have lost a bet. The look is getting wild. The response to the video then prompted countless viral TikToks, such as this one with 700,000 likes, stating, "How did Chris go from this to this?" While others even made the claim that Carl had turned him gay. Now,
I don't. So, first of all, you can't turn someone gay. Second of all, it's online harassment and bullying and discrimination. He needs to. Why is he not calling that out? Why is he not? Why has he gone with this angle? I don't understand. Yeah, you can't. I think he does mention in a minute, you can't turn someone gay, so that is just a complete mute note. But he's giving these people the time of day. He is highlighting these comments as if they are comments that we should at least think about.
This was pretty ridiculous, as Carl isn't even that feminine, and Chris had come out as bisexual years before he and Carl had even met. The true catalyst for Chris Tyson's feminization instead seemed to have come from his marriage. In January 2022, Chris would post a photo with his wife to his Instagram, yet after this, the family photo stopped altogether. Fans also noticed that he'd removed his wedding ring, with the ring's absence correlating perfectly with the very first post in which he'd painted his nails. Chris confirmed the split in a post from March 2023, reading, "For a little over a year now, me and Katie have been separated."
This makes me laugh as well, because obviously we say it all the time, social media, we see snippets of people's lives, and I really doubt very much that he ripped off that ring, got straight into his drawer, grabbed that nail varnish, probably from Carl, and started painting his nails to then purposely take a picture all in the same day. He's living his life. He's obviously felt more comfortable doing that once he's had his divorce. And I imagine that separating from his wife was extremely hard. I'm sure he didn't hate her. I'm sure it was difficult for her and him and people using that. It's a difficult situation. The reason that a lot of people struggle when they transition or begin transitioning or detransition is because they are not accepted, or the struggle that it's how difficult it is to go through that transition and be accepted by people. So I just hate I hate this whole thing and the intense music, as if it's this massive, like, true crime related story. It's just I'm really disappointed.
With this also confirming that Chris's transformation began as soon as his marriage came to an end. Chris went from lighting campfires and raising a family with his beautiful wife to now trying to be a wife with his man buns and long nails. As the criticism continued to pile, Chris announced that he'd be taking a break from social media. And while there was a possibility that Chris would make efforts to return to his former self, he'd rather do the opposite and double down on his feminine image, showing up to the Kids' Choice Awards looking like this before making the announcement that he'd been doing HRT for approximately 2 months, which according to a quick Google search is the medical process for changing genders. Chris would expand on this by stating, "Informed consent HRT saved my and many others' lives. The hurdles GNC people have to jump through to get life-saving gender-affirming healthcare in a first-world country is wild to me. Just let people make informed decisions about their own bodies," which received a positive response from both Carl and Mr. Beast, who wrote, "Got you, I did one more heart than Carl because I'm a better friend." While his co-workers expressed positivity, others weren't so welcoming. There goes a father figure the kid won't ever be able to look up to. Hard times create strong men create good times create weak men, and weak men create hard times. Weak man times. Chris responded to this comment by stating, "This is just more dog whistling that somehow trans and GNC folks aren't safe around kids. Tucker begs for me to come back when I leave for like 2 days to film. He is so loved and happy. Kids aren't born with hate, it's taught by people like you, and my child will only know love."
Such a strong line. Kids are not born to hate, they are taught to hate, and that is so true. If you put children, I remember seeing a study where if you've got children and they are in, say, nursery or preschool in America, and you ask them in their first year, second year, and third year, "Can you tell me something about X child?" they will never say normally that they're a boy or skin colour or anything related to their appearance. They will say things like they are kind, they are funny, they are friendly, they are my best friend, they are good at this, good at that. And it's not until as they start to get older that they start saying things like dark skin or female or older. And it's because they are taught traits. Nobody is born racist. No child comes out the womb and decides that they don't like a different ethnicity. It is what they are taught or learned from the media, from their home, from their family, from their friends, the people they hang out with. Just the same as homophobia, just the same as people who are homophobic and people who are anti-trans. They were not born that way. If they were born and everybody just accepted trans people, people from different ethnicities, gay people, there would be no hate. It's because the hate and the stigma already exists, because it has to be learned.
"I know I'm going to be a great parent, and so is every other person who puts the love of their child before everything. I made this decision because I wanted to show up as my best and happiest self for him. In a way, this was for Tucker." Chris's response received some positivity, such as, "I'm convinced you're an amazing father. Tucker is lucky to have you, and also lucky to have all of those who surround and support you in his life. As well as, I adore that, I'm glad you made that decision. It's so much easier to be a parental figure when you're not struggling with dysphoria," yet he'd also received an equal amount of backlash. "You ripped apart your family and took a father figure away from your son just so you could paint your nails and act zesty. Pathetic. He will get torn apart at school, won't want to have friends around his house. A life full of difference and being alone. Must have missed the point in that tweet. How's this for him when you're depriving him of a father figure?" Although Chris wasn't altered by these comments, as he'd once again reiterate his certainty in a new post reading, "It's never too late to start being yourself," which received praise from Mr. Beast as well as Nolan and Carl. However, these comments also added extra fuel to the fire. In a few years, look back at this thread and remember they were never your friends. Only yes men cowards. Hope you come out of this safe. Mr. Beast responded to this with a simple opinion irrelevant ratio, to which the original commenter would state, "I have 30 followers, so go ahead and ratio me. I'll still rest easy knowing that I'm not a coward who idly sits by watching my friend ruin his own life." In some way,
so what that person would rather have Mr. Beast do is say, "No, stop it. You're being stupid. You need to live miserably. You need to live in a body that you don't feel is your own. You need to have mental health issues. You need to potentially end up ending your own life to make other people feel comfortable, because otherwise, if you go ahead and you do this, people who are hateful are going to make your life miserable. That is what he is saying. He is saying you shouldn't do this because your life is going to be hell because of other people who are hateful. But his friends that you state are not really his friends are the ones that are being there for him and supporting him and making him feel like he can be who he wants to be. Saying don't change because other people will make you feel bad is not a reason or excuse. Those people need to stop making you feel bad. I'm so heated, unbelievably heated.
It was nice to see the boys standing up for Chris on Twitter. However, the situation has already begun to change the dynamic within the videos. For example, in a recent live stream titled Opening 1000 Mystery Art Boxes, Chris would once again dress in quite a feminine way, and while everybody participated as usual, the energy and vibe didn't feel nearly as smooth as it normally does. It felt as though there was an unaddressed elephant in the room, and therefore everybody was in their head, as opposed to being in the present moment enjoying each other's company.
It's because the people watching it want there to be an issue. It's the people watching it that feel awkward. If you're doing a live stream, there's bound to be moments where things are not all happening and everyone's all talking to each other. The opening stuff, that on live, there's no cutting out parts that are dry or that there's no conversation. It's the people interpreting it now because they are going to that stream wanting it to be awkward, wanting there to be a problem because it makes them uncomfortable, and they're reflecting that. And I'm pretty sure he even says in a minute that this was a small part and actually the rest of the live stream was fine. So he's using this small section of this very long live stream to make a point that's redundant. And I really am not used to seeing this from Sunny V2. He is normally very evidence-based, and I always thought that he looked at things from I always thought that he was very respectful in the way that he worked, that he looked at things as they are and not interpreted things as he wanted to interpret. But this whole thing feels like he is looking at it negatively, which makes me wonder what his views are and if his views have come across in this video a bit. I think if he didn't have anything nice to say, he didn't need to make this video.
Maybe everybody was simply too busy opening.
And I don't mean he can't have his own opinion, but he's reaching for straws here. That's my point. Normally he comes with evidence, hard facts. This feels to me like he's reaching. Yes, he can have his opinion. If there was a video clip here of Jimmy saying, I'm really uncomfortable with this, I hate the fact that you've done this. But he's just interpreting a small section of a video that was live, where there's bound to be awkward moments. These people are awkward anyway. I am an awkward person, a very awkward person, especially in social situations. When I'm with my friends, I'm awkward. These lads are very awkward. It's one of the reasons that they've got so far, because they're just normal people. To then try and look at it and say, oh, they were a bit awkward, then obviously they all hate Chris and it's making everyone uncomfortable. I just don't think that he has done his best work here at all.
Packages, but Chris did make these bizarre jokes about Jimmy being female, making him incredibly uncomfortable.
Oh my god, Jimmy, look, they drew you. Jimmy, they drew you so well. It looks just like you.
Oh, yes.
Oh my god, it's well, Jimmy.
How did fan art? This is what we were looking for. Be brave, be honest, be kind, Mr. Jimmy. That is my tagline.
Becoming even weirder when each member started to pay each other compliments.
Hey, nice shirt.
Thanks, dude, nice shirt.
Hey, nice shirt.
Thanks, dude. Nice shirt.
Thanks. Nice shirt.
Nice shoes.
For the most part, the live stream was devoid of awkward moments. However, it would act as fodder for another 100 million views worth of drama and criticism. Chris likely believes that people will slowly adapt to his new appearance over time, but is this really going to happen? Well, maybe. It's difficult to say, as the situation is fairly unique, especially when considering Chris's reputation and influence. However, if Chris continues to transition, would it be unreasonable to say that he could jeopardize some of the personality traits which may him a successful member in the first place? Perhaps the opposite will happen, and he'll instead pick up new personality traits that better resonate with the current MrBeast audience. This was put forward in many comments supportive of Chris, who implied that there'll be millions of queer kids who look up to him, although this doesn't necessarily mean that it'll add any value to the videos.
first of all, it doesn't need to add value to the videos. It is just him. He's not, the whole idea or the, what he's trying to say about how is it going to affect Mr. Beast's videos? Is it going to improve them? Is it going to make them worse? It's his life. He's not a different person. He's not going to change on the inside. His personality, maybe he will become more feminine because that is who he is and how he feels more comfortable. But the idea that anything to do with his gender or his transitioning has to tie into the popularity or the downfall of Mr. Beast videos is ridiculous. We're talking about a human, not somebody put on the internet for views. And I know that obviously the videos they make are for views, but Mr. Beast has been friends with him for years. He hasn't just gone and found a random transgender person on the streets and asked them to come to his video to see how well his videos do. It's a real person with a real life, with real feelings and emotions. And as he said, there will be lots of queer people out there that might take refuge in seeing somebody that is so high profile on the internet being brave enough to go through this massive change in his life and let people see it. It is a brave thing to do. So maybe there will be people who do take refuge in it, and they will get an increase of views from those people. But anybody who decides to stop watching Mr. Beast, in my opinion, would you want them there anyway if the reason they're stopping watching you is just because somebody is now transgender, or that they have been a fan of Chris for years but have decided to now hate him because he's not the same Chris anymore? He is the same Chris. He's just doing what is the best for him mentally, physically. I don't see the downside. Yeah, of course, if you're looking at it from a business perspective, which I think he is, but we're not talking just about a business. We're talking about somebody's life.
Mr. Beast has likely cultivated a massive LGBT audience, all of whom are already watching anyway. And if we've learned anything from Hollywood in recent years, it's that adding over-the-top LGBT characters for the sake of relatability rarely works as intended, and is often nothing more than a distraction from the premise of the movie. Or
this is what I mean. You can't compare it to casting someone in a role and they are... This is a whole other argument anyway, because this argument annoys me, because we need representation. And if it was, I'm not going to go into that today, but we're talking about a person who was already in the videos, who's been his friends for years before he was even famous. He's not just plucked him off the streets and put him there for views. It is his friend who has been doing this for years with him, who has helped him get to where he is. It's not a market employee. It's a person.
Video. On top of this, it can be uncomfortable and unrelatable for the silent majority, although as we have seen, a situation like Chris's does have the potential to create an otherworldly amount of discussion, which could be seen as a benefit for the Mr. Beast brand.
Drama is good for growth, 100%. That would be an easy way to up my
business if I got it.
The problem is, this type of situation is probably the last thing that Mr. Beast wants to attract, as he's forced to agree with Chris's position, as he has no way of
He's forced to agree with his friend. Do I get that if Jimmy came out and said, I no longer want to be friends with Chris, that would have massive backlash? But that would be based off people who would decide that Jimmy's values are not aligned with theirs, or that he's discriminatory. Chris has been his friend for years. I don't think he's being forced to continue being friends and support him. Because Sunny V2 is looking at this from a business point of view, I can understand if we were doing that, but we're not. We're talking about real people, real lives. You can't look at it like that. And I don't think, given the opportunity, Mr. Beast would get rid of Chris if he... Because they've been friends. What if Chris had been transgender before he started filming? Would he have said, oh, I don't want you to be in the videos? No.
Manipulating the situation without being painted as the bad guy. It's a lose-lose situation for Mr. Beast. I think Jimmy is in an inescapable situation. If he kicks out Chris, cancelled. If he don't, his channel will die for real.
To say that his channel is going to die. So Mr. Beast who's built up a massive empire and probably is set for life. I mean, he does a lot of philanthropy. He does put a lot of money back into his videos, but I'm pretty sure he'd be set for life. But to say his channel will die because he's going to keep Chris, who's been on the videos this whole time, just because Chris is now transitioning, or he can get rid of him. It's not an inescapable situation. He just keeps his friend there that's been there the whole time, who's the same person that he's had there the whole time. And if you don't like it, then you won't watch it. But I don't think that's a bad thing, because I personally wouldn't want people watching my videos who have those views that people who are transgender can live but not be seen, or that they don't want it in general. The fact that he's making this such a massive, horrible dilemma for Mr. Beast, when it's Chris that is tackling and dealing with this day to day, going through this massive life change that is probably extremely hard for him, it's going to affect so much in his life. But he's thankfully got the support of his friends. He's got his beautiful son, who I'm sure he loves very much, and he has got supporters. But you're making out like it's a big deal for Mr. Beast.
Escapable situation is a pretty good way of describing the drama, which is also why it deserves the harsh label of being a nightmare. Jimmy has no option but to publicly express acceptance of Chris's transition, as silence, or even worse, disapproval, would come with obvious severe repercussions. However, in accepting Chris's transition, Jimmy implies that this will be the new normal within the content, thus annoying a different group of people, many of whom will never express their true feelings and may rather simply click on fewer Mr. Beast videos. If this is the case, Jimmy has no option but to accept this fate, as removing Chris from the videos in any kind of way could create an even more severe media firestorm. The only clean solution, should things go south, might be for Chris to resign himself, and even then rumors and bad press will be unavoidable. Whether it be arrogance or ignorance, Chris seems oblivious to how this whole thing might impact Jimmy, forgetting that he achieved his current level.
The fact that he's saying that, so he's basically saying that Chris is arrogant or ignorant for not leaving because he is harming his friend by transitioning. It's that last sentence that really does, in my opinion, show me how Sunny V2 feels about the situation, because why should he have to leave because he's transitioning? If he come out as gay, would he have had to have left? No, because that's acceptable now. But the key word is now, because it didn't used to be. And there's still some people out there that do not like gay people. I don't know if I am being too harsh. I know I'm not being too harsh, actually. I'm very disappointed. I feel like I'm not going to be able to watch a Sunny V2 video again. I'd enjoyed them as well. I really liked Sunny V2's videos. I am surprised. I am disappointed. I feel terrible for Chris, and I really don't think that Mr. Beast feels this way. He is a very strong business person, and do I think that certain things might have crossed his mind in a non-contextual way? Yes, maybe he does think we're going to lose some viewers. I'm sure he does think that, but I don't think in any way he feels hate or annoyance towards his friend, or that he is stuck in a hard situation. And the fact that Sunny V2 thinks that Chris is arrogant or stupid for not leaving shocks me. I think it is disgusting, and I don't really know what else to say about it. Please do let me know down below if you have an opinion on this. Please share this to your friends. Please like, please subscribe. I am trying to reach 1,000 followers and 4,000 hours watch time. I really, really want to get monetized. That has been my dream for years, well, since I was a child, and it took me so long to start doing videos. But please let me know your opinions down below. Any hateful comments will just be deleted. please, I don't want to spread hate. I don't mind having a discussion, but when it turns into just pure hatred, it will just be deleted. That is everything for now. Please let me know if there's any other videos or opinion pieces that you want me to do, and I will speak to you all again soon. But for now, please share love, happiness, and acceptance. Now, so wherever that you are, I hope you have a lovely morning, day, or night, and I'll see you again next time. Bye.